This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
China is testing. China is manipulating. China is seeing how far they can go with these probes. And when you put it together with their Confucian societies and $6 billion a year in the U.S. universities to control academia and biopoliticians, and you look at their acquisition of the media and the fact that they own four of the six big production houses in Hollywood.
Lacking farmland, China has struggled to secure food for its 1.4 billion citizens. Just recently, in August, four Chinese government departments warned a drought posed a severe threat to the autumn harvest. That has driven overseas investments in food, including the purchase of Virginia-based pork producer Smithfield Foods and partnership with Growmark, a grain logistics firm.
This entire system we see is being foisted by a handful of corporations and the Chinese communists. The people that run our country are out to get us. They're at war with us on every front, and you already know that. But as soon as we can get the bureaucrats and the woke leftists to just pull back and understand that they've been Stockholm syndromed and that they're helping their own abusers and destroyers, and they're pretending like they're part of some liberal revolution to create a utopia, as soon as they realize that this liberal utopia is meant to bring in total autocratic tyranny, and then they're going to have a backlash and ban the entire leftist system that they've injected into us to only paralyze us. In the next phase of the New World Order program, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be eugenics all the way. But they intend on making the world so hellish in the buildup to 2030 that everybody will just wink, wink when they release the race-specific bioweapons, starting with Africa, that are going to wipe that continent absolutely out. The facts are China has put a lot of money into high-altitude balloons or what you call satellite arrays, surveillance arrays, but more importantly, communication systems. But they've also put a lot of money in to deliver a electromagnetic pulse weapon that's detonated and powered by an atomic or hydrogen bomb going off. It's estimated that a 40-megaton bomb, that's a medium-sized bomb, would knock out large portions of the United States. It was detonated around 80,000 feet in the right conditions. But there's more radiation that goes further at night because of radiation that's already in the atmosphere from the sun. And so they would try to detonate these at night. They would have a much bigger effect. You've seen what solar flares do, wreaking havoc with satellites. That's nothing compared to this. And the fact that Biden didn't order this shot down day one, the fact that the communist Chinese confirmed it was theirs just shows you what the Border Patrol said. They're not watching the border. They're not watching anything except us.
Order the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water outside within 12-mile limit.
And then you have Hunter Biden with the laptop and saying he works for Chinese intelligence and all the classified documents at the house he was renting for $50,000 a month from his dad. These are all just absolutely pieces of proof that the Bidens are Chinese communist agents.
$100,000 a month as a retainer for Hunter Biden to work for a Chinese entity with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. $500,000 right off the top as a one-time payment to Hunter. And $65,000 a month for James Biden, the president's brother. But we're talking about something that goes beyond simply an appearance. We're talking about the question of what could Hunter Biden possibly bring to the table for this Chinese company to pay him these astronomical sums of money. And this has gone now beyond sort of the partisan witch hunt. I don't think that Democrats can make that claim anymore.
The fact that this has been going on is important. Yes, the globalists set up China, but by the time Xi Jinping came along, and now he's arrested his predecessor that was working with the globalist, Xi Jinping has told big tech of the New World Order, I'm in charge, and I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And so, just like Stalin and Hitler for the first 2 years of World War II had a deal, and then Hitler broke it, it's the same story again.
Oh,
Hungary has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. That will take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So we're deep into the New World Order. Their plan to depopulate is not going as well as they thought. They're being exposed every front, but they're not going to give up. What do you think's coming next? Now, later in the hour, I'm going to hit this Elon Musk Deus Ex article is on InfoWars.com, and his comments about it, about, oh, this is the ultimate, this video game predicted it all, this is so incredible, it's all real, the FEMA camps, the forced shots, the government creating viruses, the New World Order. I inspired that game. I talked to the developers of it that made it in Austin. They talked to me about putting out another version and being part of it. I never got back with them. It never happened. It's not about bragging. It's just saying, here he is praising this video game that he says knew everything, and I made films that wasn't a speculative video game predicting all this from the globalist owned documents. And here's Elon Musk with Deus Ex. So we've taken a few clips from the game and more from over the years. But if you don't believe me, just search engine. You know, Alex Jones was the main impetus for Deus Ex. How do you say it? It's not Deus Ex, it's Deus Ex. And it just goes on from there. Kind of like I was airing the 2016 new X-Files show, and I was like, yeah, Chris Carter says it's the main characters based on me and the New World Order and the plan to release a virus to control the population and bring in world government. And then people go and look up Variety and Hollywood Reporter and go, wow, Chris Carter really said that. It's not about me getting credit. It's about credit for all of you that supported the broadcast, all of our guests, everything we did, that we were dead on, and now Elon Musk is giving it credit for everything but not giving me credit. And look, I like overall what he's doing with free speech and the rest of it, saying our population's going down, we need more children, we need to go to space, we don't, you know, the shots made me sick, don't take the shots. But I'm not even begging to go back on Twitter. It's kind of cool to still be the most banned guy. It's just that, what is he so afraid of? Because he's becoming Alex Jones, even mainstream media says that, but then I'm still the bad guy? Elon Musk is not stupid, and he knows the misrepresentations about me are not accurate. And so I'm just simply asking Musk what he thinks is really going on. We got so much more to hit as well, but let's go to your phone calls. They're all over the map, which is great. Takes us in so many amazing directions. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on the air, Brian. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I just definitely want to say some things about your supplements. I've worked at Natural Grocers for years. I've looked at your guys' ingredients, and they are really good formulas that are definitely going to help people's natural abilities to support their own health. Put your money where your mouth is, and give Alex that money, because he deserves it.
Well, let me look. I'm not a rocket scientist. I go out and find out who already has the best selling products that are the highest rated, and then I say, can you make it stronger? I want to private label it, and then I know I'm selling the very best thing there is. You know, I've done some other stuff like gone to a top producer and said, what are your best-selling products? And those are more like bodybuilding things, and then that's a whole different genre. So that's different than the health nut. That's more of a results-based thing with InfoWars Platinum. But that's where we're at. So thanks for the support, sir. What's on your mind about Biden assassination and media lies?
Well, it's deception. I mean, it's easy. You said that they've made masks that, and where they fooled the president with him. You know, they were in the same room with him. They took the mask off. He didn't even know the mask was there. So I know that there's a way of killing him. I know that they need him out of the way. It's just with Kamala Harris being the second as a VP and then us now having the House, I'm confused about how they want to do it. I felt like they had a lot better opportunity with Polis, you know? The Wicked Witch, the last Speaker of the House.
Pelosi.
Yeah, of course. You know, I thought they had a better opportunity with her. So, I mean, having a House is a big strategic thing that I know Trump wanted. So I know that deception's coming. I know that Biden is not the same person that he was. I mean, you can look at him and see the difference. And then I'd say that's the biggest next thing for everyone to look at. Look at what your wallets were like during the Trump administration. Look at the bank accounts you had. Look at what you paid for on eggs. And then look at all these little tiny things around you that can show you these deceptions. You can Google something like snowboarding, and you'll find thousands of articles, thousands of pages. But when you Google Alex Jones, they've deleted half the internet. Just look. Look at your own personal things around you. Because when you start realizing all this, your cognitive dissonance kicks in, and it's hard to go through. But it's all real.
Absolutely. It's incredible. If you type in microcarditis COVID vaccine, it's all fake results. But in the documents, in the government documents, and the governments are admitting it's killing people, but you can't even find the results. That's why, I don't even like Microsoft and Bill Gates, but Bing is better. DuckDuckGo is great. It's just crazy. All right, let's go and take another call. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Aaron in Oregon. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Hey, you know, after watching that mumbling boogie brain Biden last night, I mean, he didn't even know that Schumer was the majority leader. He called him the minority leader. And, you know, I voted for Trump twice, and I think he was the greatest president, but I just don't feel how there's any way they're ever going to let him or anybody like that ever take over again after the last couple elections. And I just don't see how this is ever going to end anything positive, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's clear. The globalists are running America and Europe into the ground, shutting us down economically, culturally, spiritually. Why are they doing it? Because they don't want the rest of the world to aspire to the heights that Western civilization took humanity. The globalists are in direct competition with Western civilization.
Yeah, and it just, you know, Biden, he just couldn't even comprehend and make even an intelligible sentence. And they're all clapping for him, and they all just look like these lizard creatures, you know, when they panned out to the audience, you know, with these Democrats. And just, I don't know, I just don't see a happy ending, you know, with this whole situation.
Well, you're definitely overrun by evil, brother. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to point out the, you know, we're in some big trouble.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mike in Kansas. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm commenting about how they get rid of Biden.
Yes, sir.
They use the same playbook they used with Nixon. They get rid of old camel toe Harris, whatever they come up to get rid of her. And then he gets to nominate Big Mike or Newsom, who then gets approved by Congress. And then they don't have been any reason in the world to get rid of Biden, and there you go.
Exactly. I was watching like a week ago late at night an old PBS documentary from the 80s, about the 70s, and they went after Spiro Agnew, his vice president, with a tax indictment, and they got him on just all the pressure they were putting on him with the Watergate plumbers, and then basically Congress then agreed who to put in politically, and they put in Gerald Ford. So people that say, oh, it'll be Kevin McCarthy in the line of ascension. No, they can basically all politically agree on who they want. Who do you think that person will be if they say blow up an airplane with Biden on it or shooting and then indict Kamala for corruption? Who do you think they want in?
Oh, either Big Mike or Newsom, but I think they get rid of Harris before they do any of that other stuff.
No, I think you're really a smart cookie. I was thinking that a week ago when I saw that. They're gonna get rid of the vice president first before they go after Biden.
Right. Then you know what's coming after that.
And then how do they get rid of Biden?
Well, it doesn't matter at that point. They can claim he's senile. Anything.
Well, they claim a white supremacist shoots him. They want to turn him into a victim and use his murder. They're not just going to kill him or assassinate him. They'll do it in some way to blame us. I think that's really what's going to happen.
Most likely.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I wore my shirt, my Respouchy shirt the other day, played pool. People said, hey, Alex was right. Where do I get one? I'm like, yeah, it's good to have it on now.
Well, we sold out of T-shirts during this bankruptcy, but now the bankruptcy is going well. We're getting back on our feet in the reorganization plan. Not a liquidation, folks. It's a reorganization. And so I'm glad to tell you we got the money for some T-shirts. So we're going to bring some new designs to InfoWars4.com the next few weeks. They should be here. And then we can take all the profit from that shirt and buy a few more shirts and bring back a whole new line of clothing. But, boy, we've been this close to being shut down, but we're kind of clawing our way out of this. Thanks to all of you. Thank you so much, Mike. Clint in Minnesota, when we come back, I'm going right to you. And then Tony, Justin, Donna, Mark, Mike, Dave, all your calls are coming up. 877-789-ALEX.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going right back to your calls. Talking about what's coming next as the whole New World Order agenda falls apart in front of our face. What are they going to do? They never give up. Clint in Minnesota, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's great to be on your show.
Great to have you.
Yes. Hey, before I get started, I just wanted to plug that DNA force. That stuff is amazing. I've been taking that for a while. And I had myocarditis diagnosed about 20 years ago, and I'm telling you, that helps with my heart arrhythmia really well. That quercetin there is great. But anyways, getting back to the point here about Biden, I honestly think he's the last person. I submitted a video with your Operation Paul Revere a long time ago when you had that going on, and at the end of the video, it ends with Biden and says, get involved in politics unless you want the CCP to take over. And that's really where we're at right now. Other than that, it's a lovely day here in Minnesota, and there's not one airplane in the sky.
What do you think the globalists are going to pull next?
I don't know. And that's, I think that speech last night by Biden was the calm before the storm. I mean, if you've just been living in la-la land, you know, you probably think everything's great, but they've been selling this country off left and right. And
well, that's right. They've already sold it out. Now they need a big crisis, as Gregory said in his latest report. It's at Man.Video. The globalists need a new 9/11 as their reset to get us to submit to the new cashless society, the new system they've already got primed and ready.
Yeah. I'm real curious about that, too, because we got a contract coming up with our union in about 2 months. And, you know, I work for, you could say, the globalists, one of them. But I got to tell you, I don't know. I really don't know what's going to go on. But everybody just wants a little bit more pay. But half the people here at the plant are awake. And that's a good sign for America. The people are awake. It's just we got this media in the way that's lying all the time. And that's our biggest.
So going back years ago, what was 10% of the plant awake and now it's 50%? I mean, is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, I was the only one who didn't wear a mask. Half the people wear the mask on their nose or whatever. I actually got into a confrontation with the plant manager here. I said, look, this is discrimination. I'm not wearing the mask, okay? I'm outside working. You know, half the time I'm in here. And, you know, I wish I was recording this. And he ended it right there. He didn't talk with me. He didn't harass me anymore about wearing the mask. I never.
By the way, I've got an example of that. In Scotland, this individual kidnapped and raped a little girl, and he was, quote, transgender. And the police said, we're not calling him transgender. We're done. He's a man. And that's how the dominoes start to fall, when people just say, we're done bowing to political correctness, and the whole house of cards comes down. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mark in Florida on what's coming next. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, my brother. First time caller. Been watching you since the public access days and supporting you for the last several years. Welcome. Yeah, we're facing trials and tribulations, but unlike most people that I run into that's awake, I'm highly optimistic. Back in October 2019, I was working in my garage and felt a tap on my shoulder. And immediately thought it was my wife. She likes to surprise me. I got a good wife. And there was no one there. And then I heard a voice. We need you. I'm like, okay, I'm not drinking. I'm not doing anything. So for 2 weeks, I'm just like trying to fathom what this was. And it was nothing. I mean, it didn't make any sense to me. And so I finally told my wife, I believe something bad was coming. I told her, I don't know what it is, but something bad is coming. And that, just something came over me that I have to get myself over to God.
When was this? Later, you're in the garage working on something.
October 2019.
And then literally, there was a tap, and then you heard a voice.
Yeah. I mean, I've had good, vivid dreams, kind of like the dreams that you've said before. You know, my mom passed away, and I knew before she even passed away. Or
same thing with my grandmother. Exactly. We know that's real. I only heard a voice like that one time, and I guess I was in danger because it was like the Holy Spirit, an angel, whatever it was. But I was a freshman in high school, and they'd already put me on the varsity football team, and I was not a good football player, so I don't know why they did that. I was getting run over. I was getting hurt. the football season had ended. We'd been working out in the field house, and then I, you know, was going back into the showers. And before I went in to see one of the coaches in the main area, it was like a voice went, "Watch out! Don't go in there." And this guy's cousin had attacked me for no reason. People fought a lot back then, and I didn't mean to hit him like that, but I punched him and like tore his nose completely off. And it, I mean, it was, I felt really bad. But I mean, it, so this guy was a varsity football player. I walked to the door. He jumps on my back, tries to break my neck, starts beating me in the head. I get him off me, start kicking his ass. The coaches come out and stop it. But that was the one time where I'm about to walk into there, and it's like I literally hear a voice go, "Don't go in there. Look out." And I just ignored the voice. I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I walk in there and get attacked 10 seconds later. So there's definitely some stuff going on in this universe, brother.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, you know, I told my, after 2 weeks, I told my wife, you know, I'm like, "Hey, I'm not crazy. I'm not, you know, having any kind of, you know, issues or what have you." I says, "But something's coming down the line. I don't know what it is, you know." And when, and a couple months later, you know, through independent media, you know, COVID, we noticed was, you know, being talked about, December, you know, December of 2019. And she was amazed. She was just like, "Mark, how did you know?" I'm like, "I didn't know. I just, you know, it was a premonition. Someone tapped me on the shoulder. I thought something was falling from the, you know, the ceiling of my garage."
I know a very well-known rock star who doesn't use drugs, very well-known, clean guy, iconic. And he was in Los Angeles in the 80s when the big quake hit. And he did a nighttime gig. He was tired. It was the middle of the day whenever that earthquake hit. And something said, "Wake up." And he woke up, and he literally saw an angel, like, come through the ceiling. It was a face, and said, "Get ready." And 20 seconds later, an earthquake hit. And then those are, like, the stories people tell you. And you don't believe them unless it happened to you. And so there's a lot going on in this universe, brother. Wow, what a wild call. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Donna in Texas. Donna, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling you from Angleton, Texas, not far from Houston. And that's basically my question. You know, there's all this talk about EMPs and nukes and things like that. And being that Houston is, what, the fourth largest city in the country, you know, we're pretty prepared down here. And, you know, we're trying to do all we can. But what do you think is the percentage of the fact that China or Russia would actually send an EMP our way or a nuke?
I mean, we're already at war with Russia, so they can attack us any day now. The sky's the limit. I mean, we are in so much danger. I can't even, I mean, anything goes now. That's all I can say.
Well, and in terms of, you know, being prepared, you can't be prepared for anything like that. We've never gone through anything like that. And in talking about Russia and China, I start to think about, you know, if they nuke us or, you know, even the EMP, what does that benefit them? Because if they ruin all our infrastructure, how are they going to come in here and just take over? But, you know, they would have to fix everything, and then they have to deal with us. And, you know, what's your take on that?
Well, that's the thing about a war is people commit to it. They decide to destroy each other, and they'll think, "Well, we'll be in charge after. We'll figure it out then." And so I think you just answered your own question. It's insane. And even if you EMP shield the Faraday cages, what you've got, the power goes out in many areas. The public in days turn into like locusts or army ants, and all hell breaks loose. So I think we can all feel we're on the verge of something big, Donna. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com.
If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
So, anybody that says they're bored, or anybody that says consciousness is not important, is a fool. You are made in the image of God. You are living on a fabulous planet, hurtling through deep space, orbiting a gigantic fireball. Wow, we are amazing creatures. And we're taking your phone calls. I'm going to get to Deus Ex and this important Elon Musk news next segment and then continue all your calls into the third hour. But we're taking a lot of calls. We're doing a pretty good job, I think. Dave in California is an airline pilot on the vaccinations and other pilots. I ran into a couple of pilots that were listeners telling me all the problems with the shots when I was at the Austin airport a few weeks ago. What are you seeing, David?
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, calling from Southern California, deep behind the enemy lines here. I'm an airline pilot. My wife's an airline pilot. I've been listening to you for a long time. So when it came out about the shots, that, you know, as pilots, we've all been taught to use critical thinking. So it was kind of a no-brainer not to take the shots. But, with the airline that we both fly for, we both fly for different airlines, but, we can definitely say that there's a good majority of pilots that didn't take the shots. So it was kind of kind of funny listening to the, reading emails from our own company saying, like, oh, you better get the shots, or the, they call them vaccines, because...
And aren't you vindicated now? They're having to back off.
Oh, completely. Yeah, no, I mean, no regrets, right? Obviously, and it's funny, every pilot that I talk to, there's not a single pilot that's like, oh, yeah, I never took the shots, but Joe Biden's a good guy. And the World Economic Forum, they're good people, and they should be in charge. No, every pilot that I've talked to that hasn't taken the shots, we all know what's going on. All of them are awake. So I'm so glad I didn't take the shot. Now, I do know a couple other pilots that did take the shot. One individual who's in his mid-20s, he was applying for I want to say with the Navy or something. Anyway, good, healthy kid. He played basketball, water polo. He obviously had to get the shots just to be able to try and get the job flying for the military, and ended up with a heart problem, and they basically screwed him, and now he's trying to get his FAA medical back. And he's having a really hard time.
Well, so again, how do you attack America and the West without them knowing? You do it through a so-called medical system where you know the medical system will want to cover it up, even though they weren't conscious of it on average. They'll want to cover it up just through self-preservation. And by that act, they then fully corrupt the medical system and can prepare an even bigger lie.
Absolutely. And I really want to take this moment to thank you so much. My wife and I thank you so much for the information you put out, you know, years ago, because my wife's way smarter than I am. I probably would have fallen for it if I hadn't been so, you know, paying attention to what was going on. So, you know, and as a big thing, you know, we've purchased X2 DNA Force. You know, Turbo Force is great, you know, especially for a pilot flying red eyes all the time, stay up all night. That's awesome. And then down and out to use that at the end of a trip to go to sleep in the middle of the day, which I hate that they make us do that. But anyway, so taking down and out, that works. I've got multiple T-shirts, all the coins. I bought three of each. I've got your book. Three of those, got one of them signed.
Well, brother, you're the reason we're still on air. It's the super listener like you that's kept us on air, and I'm just trying to be as faithful as I can and keep this operation on air, and we couldn't do it without you. So God bless you, sir, and be safe. Wow, great caller. All the calls are amazing. Mike in New York, go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
Listen, Alex, I'm an active member of Alcoholics Anonymous for 28 years. In this rotten state of New York, what they have done, you can Google this on any search engine, they've created governing boards with starting salaries of $350,000 to infiltrate our meetings. And what they're doing, they're sending in their operatives to get these people off the streets and out of rehabs and send them to methadone clinics, get them on Suboxone, tell them they don't need AA. They're rewriting our literature.
Oh, I know. They're going after every independent good group. They're trying to take over the Salvation Army, AA, all the good groups. I know about that.
And what they're doing is their main objective, they want to take God out of our literature. And that is the main purpose.
Oh, you see, the Church of England's getting rid of God entirely. Exactly. Wow.
And the last thing I'd like to say, Alex, there's a meeting in Lake George, New York tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a GSR meeting. If any of your listeners are active members of AA, you need to go to this meeting with the bullhorn, employing the most vulnerable people who are trying to get off their feet and get their lives together.
Exactly. But talk about this more. They don't want people to find God, which all the statistics, whether you don't believe in God or not, is the best way to get people off drugs and alcohol. Because I know folks that are in AA. I'm not perfect. I got my own issues. Only God to get you out of this, and they're trying to remove that. Describe what's happening with government-sponsored infiltration to take over some of the best organizations.
What they're doing is they're sending in people. They've changed the literature now. So if you Googled any meeting to go to, it used to be certain meetings were closed just to alcoholics. Now they've changed the wording to all people are welcome to AA, whether you're an alcoholic or not, and that's okay. But the people that they're sending in are literally agents of the New World Order. And if this doesn't stop, AA will be done, and that's their main job to do that.
Well, that's it. They want everybody drugged and poisoned. Where is this meeting tonight, and why should people go protesting?
It's in Lake George, New York. It's a GSR meeting, and what they're doing, they're going to announce their new way of AA, NA, whatever it is, their new way in New York State that they want people to recover. And it's disgusting, and it has to stop.
So how do people find how do they find the building or where it's at?
You Google AA meeting Lake George, New York tonight, GSR meeting, group service meeting, so any members of AA can go there and give your opinion to these people because they're going to lay out their new agenda for what they
want.
Well,
sir, but they're doing it to every institution, especially the churches. Thank you, sir. All right, let's see, I have another caller in here. Let's go to Tony in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I can, thank you.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for everything. Just want to say I'm up here in New Hampshire. It's crazy town here. I actually just moved to New Hampshire to get out of Massachusetts because everybody's nuts. So I'm new to you. I listen to you every day, and I hear you talk about, all right, people, get ready, prepare. But aside from, you know, the obvious, stocking up on food, water, medicine, what else can I do? Lately, I keep thinking, okay, do I just take all my money out of the bank? Then what? Do I keep it at my house? Do I buy gold? What do I do? And I know there's a lot of things that can happen, whether it be with a globalist or a cyber attack. Or,
I would tell you this. I would hedge your bets, and I would spread things out, and I would find like-minded people that know what's going on, because this is a biblical assault on society, on civilization and humanity. And I don't have the answers, too. I sit there with my wife and my family. We all know what's going down, and we're just like, what do we do? Do we just stay here in a major city and keep fighting, which we decided to do because of the work we're doing? But if people aren't doing this work, I wouldn't just haphazardly run to the countryside. But if there's some like-minded people that know what's going on, money and power doesn't matter. What matters is security and people you can trust and being out of the system and away from 5G, away from the GMO, and just really realizing the system's being taken over by a predatory group that wants full control of the civilization.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Keep doing what you do. Thank you, Alan.
Well, I'm trying it, but what are you seeing in New Hampshire? You're saying Massachusetts was crazy town, and just everybody's under the New World Order,
yeah.
But is it good or bad in New Hampshire?
New Hampshire is just slightly better than Massachusetts, but in Massachusetts, I still work there. Everybody at the store is still wearing masks. I have a friend of mine who now has heart problems after getting the shot, and
wow.
I keep telling him that it's from the shot, and he says, no, my doctor said it's because I had a cold. And, I mean, these people...
Oh, yeah, normal
like,
to have a heart attack now.
Do.
Yeah, no, it's so sad. So just warn them and move on, because they're under a strong delusion. He will take shots till he dies. You
yep.
can't help him. I'm sorry. You tried. They can't admit the system's out to get them. They love this idea. They're heroes. They're protecting people. Oh, they're smart. They believe in the science. And even though all of it's come out, they still can't admit it. So just move on to others you can save. You got a triage situation. Thanks for the call. Well, we're getting to a lot of calls here. I want Dave and Rod and Peter and Vincent and Alan and Carlos and Justin. Stay there. But I got to hit this Deus Ex situation with Elon Musk when we come back. Then I've got the World ID system being openly announced and so much more. Then we'll continue on with your phone calls. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Living in the most critical time in human existence right now. And yes, there are forces of evil in the universe. There's also all-powerful force of good. We've got to dial into it. Taking your phone calls coming up next hour. For everybody that's patiently holding, that's only about 12 minutes away. I want to go ahead and hit this report that's on InfoWars.com. It's not supposed to be real. Elon Musk highlights 20-year-old video game that predicted a globalist takeover. Deus Ex. And he goes through how the game predicted that governments would release a bioweapon for political control. He goes on to say the game titled Deus Ex was released in the summer of 2000, at the time seeming like pure science fiction, but now it looks disturbingly prophetic. It's not supposed to be real, tweeted Elon Musk Monday with the game box art. And we don't want to talk more about it. The game takes place in the year 2052. Full articles on InfoWars.com. The cover of the game almost looks like Elon Musk looking up into the sky. But when I saw this, I went, well, wait a minute. I talked to the creators of it. They were going to make a new version. They wanted me to be in it. And for some reason, that never happened. You've got humans merged with cyborgs. You've got this whole future system. You've got FEMA camps. You've got forced injections. You've got everything in it. And, of course, InfoWars, what I was covering, was one of the main emphases for the game, the hit game that was Underground Game. But I just noticed that Elon Musk is out there bringing this up like it's so prophetic, but he knows, meanwhile, it's based, because you type in Alex Jones Deus Ex, it's everywhere. You have the creators talking about me being a big influence, you have it all going on, but then still, the person that warned about all this is persona non grata on Twitter, and I'm not lobbying to get back on Twitter. The point is that why is Musk doing this? Why is he endorsing a game that exposed it, but not the films and documentaries I made that went through it. So here's some of the pop art made around myself and DSX, and then some of the clips from the actual game.
I trust you've been able to find yourself a place within the organization.
I'm personally overseeing the distribution of the vaccine.
All through the proper intermediaries, of course.
Intermediaries?
We have a great number of agencies who in turn operate other agencies. Boxes stacked one in another. They'll need to be reactivated, but we never touch anything directly. We only influence, suggest, insinuate.
The entire executive branch is handpicked. 19 of the last 23 U.S. presidents have been members of the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission is financed by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Let's get back to what we know about Prague and what we always know when it comes to false flag situations. Like the Gulf of Tonkin and the Reichstag. Like 9/11 and the AUG incident before this. There's more here than meets the eye.
Ask me, I think the government did it. They want people to think the NSF are terrorists.
I think the government made the plague on purpose to get rid of the population group.
People know the government has a vaccine. Riots everywhere. The same corporation that makes Ambrosia also manufactures the virus. Quite convenient. They're infecting people on purpose, huh?
Executive Order 109090. It lets us take over all modes of transportation.
FEMA can do that?
If the president declares an emergency, Executive Order 109095. We can take over the media.
All of it?
Any and all.
Need I remind you that in the case of a national emergency, FEMA has a list of 6 million Americans who will be transported to detention centers? Your tabloids call it RX-84.
Yeah, including the President, Congress, and the Supreme Court.
In my position, I find it very easy to add names to that list.
The whole project of world government, going back to the League of Nations, has been funded and manipulated mainly by wealthy bankers. Remember that the UN itself was built on land donated by John D. Rockefeller.
It will never stop until we are all dropped into isolationist ghettos, just like Gollum City, followers. This attack expedites legislation that, in time, will be expanded to include naturals. It'll guarantee legislation that will make the distribution and implantation of chips mandatory. Chips that will eventually be implanted in our natural asses, too. I told you an attack like this was imminent and people called me paranoid. Well, what do you think now, at conspiracy underscore Chad 99?
The world must know by now, Everett. What we've done.
Know what? Only that the long night is over. The crown of government is tarnished. But that will fade in time.
The wealthy have always been the ones to profit from one world government. The United Nations' secret goal... Well, this is David Rockefeller's description from a half a century ago. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers.
Are we protecting ourselves from them? Or are they protecting themselves from us? Gotta admit, I'm conflicted.
Executive Order 109097. We can take command of natural resources.
Some people just don't understand the dangers of indiscriminate surveillance.
You know, they've tried to take our guns away from us for so many years, and that's one of the good things about this whole AUG hysteria. It's a diversion. Leftist political groups that blamed guns for all the mass murders in the early 2000s can bug off now.
You haven't heard of RX-84?
Uh-huh.
FEMA takes over the highways, police, airports, media, the armed forces.
But they still report to the president, right?
Not until the end of the emergency.
Not if this UN resolution goes through. Not with the Bilderbergs, the Council of Five, and the Trilateral Commission making the rules. You can add humanity front to that list because they're the ones with their evil overlord, Bill Taggart, who disguised himself as a healer of the sick. They're the ones who are pushing for this resolution. This is all by design, followers.
And who are we? Who are we really?
We are the invisible hand. We are the Illuminati. We come before and after. We are forever. And eventually, we will lead them into the day.
I've done what you asked. Now what?
I want more freedom in space exploration and the next renaissance. I don't care if no one even knows my name in the future.
Who are you?
I'm a pioneer. I'm a fire in the very, I'm setting fires everywhere.
what becomes of me?
And I want good genetics for forever. All of us together, under the grace of Holy Queen, as one humanity. I believe in humanity. I'm a fan of humanity. I want to win.
This is what I was made for, isn't it?
Is my genetics going to be carried on forever? That's living forever. That's victory. I want prosperity. And I want to smash the skulls of bullies and murderers and child molesters wide open.
Well, the point is, people are awake, and the New Order is not going to be able to stop that unless they kill everybody. And imagine the fools that have signed on to this system that are still defending it, even as it destroys their very future. I'm going to start the third hour here in a moment, and we're going to go to the calls, the order that they are received. So get ready and start your engines. In fact, let's just go to the calls now. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right. We got the bone broth just arrived at my door. See, I made one of the biggest mistakes I ever made, May of 21. I actually took the vaccine. I took one shot of the Johnson, and with not instantly, but within that year, I had four blood clots in my right calf. Fast forward. I got the blood results. The doctor said, oh, you have a genetic mutation that 1 in 50 people have that make you more likely to get a blood clot than someone else. So number one, if 1 in 50 people have some kind of mutation making them more likely to get a blood clot, why would you give them a vaccine that would be more susceptible to
and, of course, they just make that up. Oh, it wasn't the shot, did it? Everything's fine.
Right, exactly. So fast forward, yeah, I'm on a low-dose blood thinner. But ever since that, I didn't know about InfoWars at the time. I know about you guys now, and I'm in the, you know, better health than I've ever been because now that I'm awake to the vaccine stuff, when Trump said it was okay, I'm thinking, whatever. I was in the military for 4 years. God knows what they injected me with. I'm thinking, let me get this stupid card so I can travel and do whatever I need to do. And I got this card. The thing's not going
to hold on. Hurt don't me. Hang up, Dave. I'm going to go to break for 2 minutes. Come right back to you. I want you to tell your whole story here. And then we'll go to everybody else, the order they received. Richard, Justin, Carlos, Vincent, Alan, Dennis, Rob, Peter, your calls are straight ahead. Hour number three. And again, we got 14 minutes and ads an hour, unlike other podcasts, because we're still on a bunch of radio stations. But I've started a new commercial-free podcast at alexjoneslive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.